The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service by the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. Now, here's today's show.
Hey, nonprofit community. So glad you joined us today. This is Kara Zimmerman. I'm so grateful as well to Spirit of Giving Network for sponsoring our show and giving so many nonprofits that we don't know about a voice and those that we do as well, but just always grateful to them so that we can air and interview wonderful organizations that are doing amazing work. And I have two beautiful ladies in front of me now that will tell you about their story and their nonprofit. Again, thank you so much for coming. We have an organization called Special Spaces. We have Peggy Peterson, director, and Adrian McKinley, director of the fundraising portion of Special Spaces. But soon when we hear about it, we'll know why you're so impassioned about the fundraising piece. But thank you both for coming. And I'm really anxious to hear about Special Spaces. Tell us about this.
Okay, I'm Peggy Peterson.
Hi, Peggy.
The director. Hi. Thank you for having us here.
Yeah.
Special Spaces is a national program that started back in 2004 with one bedroom. Now we're 25 chapters throughout the country. Special Spaces, Boca Raton, South Palm Beach County, started back in July 2016.
You're a baby.
We are a baby.
A newbies.
Yes. We're trying to get our name out there. And what we do is we design, we're an all volunteer organization that designs and creates bedrooms for children that have life-threatening illnesses, specific to maybe cancer, brain tumors, heart diseases, and organ transplants. And we go in there and we design their bedroom. The child is the designer. We do whatever they want. And our mission is to hopefully help them by giving them a space where they can be a comfortable, a very peaceful space where they can heal and recover from all the many procedures that obviously they have, all the needles that they have, all the doctor's appointments, the hospital visits. So they come home to this special space that we create for them.
So many of them have spent like 6 months like at St. Jude's Children's Hospital, cancer centers. And so when they come back, basically most of them stay in their house. They're homeschooled. A lot of the parents say they never leave their bedrooms. So what we try to do is to take that bedroom and make it a nice place for them to spend the rest, you know, of their day, not days, but the rest of their time from school, merging into, you know, being able to play on a PlayStation or watch TV and things like that. But something that's very calming for them, because some of the rooms we have done, you know, just were plain rooms, and now they're just more relaxed. And the parents say now they never want to leave the room. They're like dedicated to that room, and it just gives them a peace.
How did it, or why did it get started? Was it some incident, some thought? Who came up with this idea specifically about the bedroom?
That was national, the national organization, which started in Tennessee. And the former director of the program had a friend whose daughter had cancer. And she wanted to do something special for the daughter. And I think she was a part-time designer. And she put together this room for it. And her experience with it, her experience with the child, her experience with the family, her experience with the final reveal, it's all secret until the day of.
So they don't know.
They have no idea.
I mean,
other than
input.
What they talk to us about. Yes, they have no idea. So the reveal, so her experience with that led her to do more. And it was in the state of Tennessee, and then it just grew and grew and grew. And 14 years later, the month of October, we all will be celebrating the 1,000th bedroom makeover.
1,000.
Yeah, 1,000. Yeah.
You know, I see this as a TV show. You know,
I know. Like, I would love to pitch it to somebody.
Right? Well, you see all these shows. You know, the reveal.
Right.
Oh.
AGTV.
Yeah. Yes.
And
yes.
With the reveal with these children, it's so heartwarming, and this is why we continue doing it. You see this, the joy. I mean, they scream and the smile on their face, but not only the child, but the parents.
Yeah.
And you see the tears in their eyes and the gratitude that they have, and that this is something for their child that will help them. And studies have shown that when you have a peaceful, I don't know if you, they laugh at me because I dabble in feng shui, and the peacefulness and the calmness help with the healing process. So that's our mission, is to give that to them. And with the hopes that it will give them a sense of peace. As one of our recipients said, she's a 17-year-old girl that we did. She said, it's a respite where I can go when the world becomes so unbearable and the pain I can't deal with anymore. This is someplace I can go and feel peace. So...
And also, just to tell you, the parents, when she said the parents, I mean, sometimes their emotions sometimes outdo the children's emotions. Like, I could never have dreamed this myself, or we've been waiting for this. But we also have one recipient that the dad just loved what we did, and he asked us, can I be a part of your team? So he has joined us now as one of our construction guys. Yeah. And He gives back now, and he brings his family into it, too. And one of his daughters is a painter, and she helps paint things that we need. And so it's just been like, you know, we give, and they want to give back. It's just been a joy just to see that kind of reaction.
You know, and it sounds like it's, I don't want to use the word simple, but some volunteering or some getting involved in a nonprofit is a bit cumbersome, where this seems like it's seamless. It really seems like you could just hop in and do something,
mm-hmm.
you know, with a little bit of time or a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
Your organization sounds like an opportunity for someone who wants to give back.
Right.
And this would be an interesting way to do it,
right.
Especially if somebody that they know was affected by cancer as a young person,
right.
Or, you know, if it speaks to them, if anybody who's listening, if it speaks to you, to me, Special Spaces sounds like a really wonderful small organization that you could really actually be a part of and make a difference, you know, versus a very large nonprofit where you would still, but this is something that just listening to you seems like you could just jump in and get going and helping.
You know,
is that a good summation?
It is. And as we grow, we get more people hearing about us and calling Peggy. So there'll be more rooms. So yeah, we brought on board a lot of volunteers, but future-wise, we will need more. And we look for tradespeople like carpenters, painters,
muralists,
artists, flooring people. Because sometimes we go in and put in all new electric, all new flooring.
Yeah.
So those are the kind of people we also look for, and have them in our pockets so we can pull them out.
Yeah, and if you want an example, we had a girl, 16 years old. And she has thyroid cancer that she's had two very extensive treatments of radiation for it. They're checking to see if it has gone to her lungs and into other organs. So we went into their house, and her bedroom was an add-on to the house. Did not have any air conditioning. It had fly strips hanging from the ceiling. It was a very... If I can say this, it was a sick room. And when we went in there, how could any child coming back from the hospital feel any peace or try to heal in a sick room? So we got our group together, and we demolished the whole room.
Wow.
Totally demolished the whole room. And we gave her a walk-in closet that she desperately needed for all her medical supplies. We gave her
a room air conditioner.
And everybody stepped up and donated. And this place is something her mother told me. Her mother, I keep in touch with some of the parents, and her mother said that she never wants to leave her room because it's such a peaceful place for her. And so that's basically what we do, is make it a peaceful, as the one girl said, respite for them to.
What are some of the requests? Have you had some just really outlandish ones?
This particular girl was into anime.
Okay.
The Japanese cartoon, but not the fun cartoon. It was the very dark cartoon with the eye coming out and but I guess to her, maybe it told her a story. Maybe it was her story. Maybe it was something that she felt was part of her. So we did our best to bring all that in for her.
But brightened it up.
But still brightened it up. And we were able to find a canvas that had the particular character that she liked. And we put backlighting on it and stuff. So it made it a little bit more. But yeah,
room was like in lavenders. That was her color.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We did kind of a soshi door, a slide door in front of the closet that we had. Our closet people came in and built a whole closet because she had a lot of medical supplies.
Right.
So she could hide them, literally, not have them all out to look at.
Prior to that, everything was out. Everything was out in the open.
And a lot of these
organization. A lot of these rooms have no organization.
And they're very tiny.
Tiny rooms. And I get it. I mean, they're a parent of a sick child, you don't have time to think, well, I want to decorate your room.
Yeah.
You know, and
think about that. Yes.
They're focusing on the health of their child and taking them to doctors and taking them to the hospital and taking them here and there. So,
this is our fun way of, let us take care of those kind of things.
Exactly. Exactly. And when we meet the child, we sit down and we say, well, what do you want? What do you like? And a lot of times they're very, very shy. And so we lighten up the situation, and by the end of the time that we're there, they're telling us what they want. And
it was a little boy that we had that wanted turtles. And
he was 5 years old, leukemia. I said, well, what do you want in your bedroom? He goes, well, I want Ninja Turtles, Sonic the Hedgehog, and Super Mario. I said, okay. 5 years old. I said, okay. And
he got
that's
it all.
What we gave him.
Carpeting and bedspreads
with the
and things like
the
that,
wall,
the colors.
Very bright colors on the wall, the bedspread. We have a company that donated the huge decal of the characters. Punching through the walls. And and then we did cornices with the bricks on them and their names. And it's very, very cute. Very cute. And if you go onto our Facebook page, you'll see all the videos.
That has to be inspirational, just seeing the pictures.
Yeah.
How many rooms do you think you've done so far in your little 2 years that you've been here in Boca?
We're working on our ninth.
Nine.
And
we have a tenth after.
Well, maybe two after that.
Yeah.
Maybe two after that. We just got a referral for a child that his prognosis is not that great. So we're going to try and get
his room done before Christmas.
Quickly, before Christmas.
How do you get the referrals?
I
they find you.
I want to put a shout out to Facebook.
There you go. Okay.
Because when I first started, every Saturday morning I would lay in my bed and I would just friend everybody that I thought would benefit this program. And I don't know who they are. They accepted my friendship. In fact, I got a lot of happy birthday from people I don't know. But anyway, as I kept putting things on Facebook about the bedrooms that we did, people started responding. And one was an organization called Kids Cancer Foundation. They're located in West Palm Beach. And I found their email addresses, and I took it upon myself to just email them, tell them all about us. Maybe we'd be a good fit for you referring some of your patients. They work with children and families to help them cope. And we've been partnered for them for 2 years. Just recently, because they did a fundraiser at Lynn University, it's called POST. It's an acronym for Pediatric Oncology Support Team. And I reached out to them, and they have referred a few of our children to us also. And then, like I said, our just most recent one emailed me, private messaged me through Facebook to see if her son qualified, and that's the one that has a poor prognosis. So.
And we always say, if there's somebody you know, have them call us,
right.
And we'll help them walk through it and see if they're, you know, within our reach, and we'll go forward.
Is there an application process that they go through?
Yes, there is. Okay. What they would do is reach out to me through email, and then I would send them the application. It's a medical referral application that they have to take to their doctor, the child's doctor. Then it's a family interview. What do you need? What would your child like to see in the room? What medical issues might there be? And then it's sort of like a little to get us to know.
Yeah.
And then they need to send 3 pictures of the bedroom and 2 pictures of the child. And then I send it to National for approval.
Perfect. So you have a national, or like you said, a national organization behind you to support you. That is terrific. We're going to take a quick break and come back and find out exactly how we can help you here in Boca Raton.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Hearing loss is a growing health issue among young adults and older Americans, with the condition today affecting more than 48 million people nationwide. Now is the time to preserve your hearing. That means limiting exposure to loud noises, using ear protection when attending sports events or music concerts, and following the 60-60 rule, which means limiting the use of earbud headphones to 60 minutes at a time and at 60% of the device's maximum volume. Talk to a hearing healthcare provider or your physician and schedule a hearing test. It's also important to discuss hearing loss with your family and seek treatment. Common signs include turning up the volume on the TV or radio to the level that others find too loud, having trouble hearing people on the phone, or difficulty with following conversations in noisy environments. Hearing loss can affect your ability to stay connected to friends and family, contributing to social isolation, lower earnings, depression, dementia, and higher risk of falls. For more information about hearing loss and other ways to improve your health as you age, go to www.hearingloss.org. This has been a public service message from the Hearing Loss Association of America, High Health Innovations, and the station.
Hey, welcome back, nonprofit community. This is so exciting. I love Special Spaces. It's just an amazing organization, national, but here in Boca, thanks to Peggy and Adrian. Let's finish up talking about, again, how you get the referrals, and if you could tell us a little bit more about how specifically we can help you.
Sure.
Take it away, Adrian.
I'm Adrian. I'm usually in charge of, we wear a lot of different hats.
Yeah, especially, that's nonprofits for you.
That's right. So I deal a lot with getting donations and a lot of fundraising. So some of the things that the community...
Excuse me, and she's the project manager the day of.
Oh, my.
And she's
okay.
Great.
I run the rooms with all the contractors and all the volunteers. And that.
Oh, that's why there's
keep
a pencil up in your
table.
Hair.
Yeah.
Ready to write down.
But some of the things that we need, and that as being a nonprofit organization, we need to have funds, and everything is basically donations or money, or we reach out to the community for people who might have furniture companies and flooring companies. But here's some of the things we do have. We look for a donor, an exclusive donor, to do our a sponsor, I guess you would call it, an exclusive sponsor for the makeover. So we have most of our rooms take between $4,000 and $5,000 to complete, and that's just, you know, that even includes, not including, I guess you would say.
It depends on the needs of the child also.
Yeah.
If they, like the one that we did the demo on, it needed more. So, yeah, like Adrian said, we need
so the $5,000 gives a lot of the things we have to buy, plus then we go out and get a lot of furniture that is giving to us and things like that. But with that kind of contribution, that usually covers the cost of the entire makeover. If we got an exclusive sponsor, their company name or even private name, logos published on our Facebook pages, the newsletters that we put out, we have a sponsor board that they would be on. We also give them the opportunity, if it's a business, that their employees can join us for the makeover. And we've had that happen before.
Yeah. Great team building for the organization, too. Yeah.
And then we give them the Special Spaces Boca Raton t-shirt to wear and to keep. So you can do the all-exclusive We also have, we've had in the past, we've had two companies wanting to join together. So, you know, they could split it $2,500 each. And then again, they get the same type of thing, their logo out there on Facebook. And we try to give them as much publicity as we can. Mm-hmm. Even if we do a big fundraiser, their name's all over the fundraiser and everything else. And wherever we go, we try to put all our donors on a, their names on a board. So everybody, you know, takes a part, because we appreciate down to the very little thing. If, you know, if we get a, you know, some a can of paint, you know, we're happy.
Right. We have many companies that we're working with already. We have a, I don't know if I can mention them, but the Closet Edition has so generously come in and done three of our bedrooms with custom closets. And these are custom. They're absolutely beautiful. We've had many restaurants that feed our volunteers, because we want to keep our volunteers happy, so we need to feed them.
Home Depot has always contributed to the different things that we need.
Printing companies, JKG Printing does all our brochures, our business cards. There's so many other ones, and I hope I don't. I'm sure I missed some.
We're missing probably
furniture companies. We have,
but those are the things that we do need. We need more, like, because we don't want to keep going back to the same furniture company. So we're looking for furniture companies to step up and say, hey, you know, we'll decorate that room for, you know, one a year or something. We look for
flooring
lighting companies. Currently, right now, we're looking for storage units.
Storage.
We get things that are donated to us, and sometimes we have to turn it away. But we definitely, it's at all of our garages.
And right now we're paying for storage, and it's only a 5x15, and it's you have to step back to open it, because things are falling out of it. And like Adrian said, I have phone calls and emails saying, hey, I've got this for you. I bet you if you know, paint it and make it look really cool, that I can't accept it. I can't accept, because we don't have the space. As Adrian said, we're a nonprofit. We rely solely on 100% of donations, monetary and in kind. So if anybody out there has a storage unit,
that's high priority, you would say. Let's list it. Right, number one, we need a storage unit.
Yes.
Donated to special spaces.
Yes.
Number two would be maybe
monetary,
of course.
And you can do that through our Facebook page. There is a donate button, and you can give us.
However, if you want, yes, you can make a donation on our Facebook page. But if for sponsorship, either give Adrian or myself a call, and we'll discuss with you the benefits of either an exclusive sponsor or a combined sponsor, but anybody can go on our Facebook page and make a donation.
So what is that, Adrian? We need the Facebook website, phone number that we can.
Well, Facebook is facebook.com.
Okay.
/ Special Spaces Boca Raton.
Okay.
And that's the Facebook.
And for us, you can contact, it's Peggy@specialspaces.com. That's our email
.org
or Adrian@specialspaces.org.
Easy.
Yeah.
Again, thank Adrian, A-D-R-I-A-N, right? And Peggy, we know.
P-E-G-G-Y, but people spell it with an I-E, and it's
No. P-E-G-G-Y
yes.
And Adrian@specialspaces.org.
Correct.
We can email you, which sounds the easiest thing,
yes.
Or check you out on Facebook. And just, these are things that we probably have right now that we can do just to boom, get on it,
yes,
and get
would
to
be
you.
Wonderful.
Right?
Wonderful.
Oh, my
wonderful.
Gosh. This is an amazing organization. I'm just thinking of things off the top of my head, even that, you know, to connect you to, to be more helpful.
One.
Yes,
this
one tell us.
This just went wild for us. We have a room coming up in October for Lily. She wants a Disney princess dream bedroom.
Oh,
so
she's 2.5 years old with leukemia.
Oh.
She's still in treatment. And yes, she wants the Disney princess.
So Peggy created an Amazon wish list page, which you can just go to Amazon to their wish list and put in Special Spaces Boca Raton.
No spaces.
Yeah, no spaces between that.
And we had Special Spaces Boca Raton on Amazon.
No spaces in between the words.
Okay.
And it's on Amazon. And when you go to Amazon, there's a thing that says wish list. And you just go there, put in that Special Spaces Boca Raton, and it will list our different bedrooms. Lily's is gone now because we had a lot of items out there and just people bought everything for her. So,
and when they purchase it through that wish list, the address on there, the item goes to
directly
that address.
There.
Yes.
That's what I was going to ask you. Yes. That's perfect.
Right.
So, see, easy.
It's very easy for anyone that wants to donate items. Yeah.
Items. And I mean, there was a lot of little Cinderella dresses. I mean, we had a lot of costume dresses because she loves to dress up and, you know, lamps and chandeliers and bed sets. Yeah. So it was great.
So it all came and you didn't have to do anything. It all arrived.
It all
and
donated.
And fun opening it up. All the boxes.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Wonderful.
And we'll have a new one for Eli, our next one in
And then I know we're wrapping this up, but we want to tell you about our two fundraisers that we're having.
Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza is helping us. If you come, Delray.
Yeah, in Delray is September 20th, next Thursday, all day long, 11 to 10 p.m., and they're 20% of their sales. And then October 11th is in Boca.
Perfect.
20% of the
special
sales.
Spaces.
And you have to say Special Spaces.
Okay, Special Spaces. Thank you. All the best.
Well, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service of the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. And tune in again next week for the Forum for Nonprofits. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.